55-year-old Ron Backus is 26 years removed from the crowning achievement of his sports life, qualifying for the United States Olympic team as a shot putter in 1992. The Minnesota Gophers star finished third at the Olympic trials that year and 10th for Team USA at the Summer Games in Barcelona, Spain. Hello, everyone. How you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you help to sponsor with those tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find out more anytime or give quickly, safely, and securely to help support the show at WWIB.com. Ron Backus is on the other end of the phone line with me today. He's our Church at the Fair speaker on July the 15th, 10:30 in the morning for worship and Ron's message at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. You come to the fair, by the way, and bring a group, as many as you want, and you all get in for free, and you can stay all day long. So, Ron, let's push up the timeline a bit to 2018, and we'll talk about 1992 and the Summer Games in just a little bit here. Fill in the blanks. Tell our listeners what you're doing today.
Yeah, I live in the north suburbs in a small town called Lindstrom in the Chisago Lakes area. And I've been on staff with Fellowship of Christian Athletes in Minnesota for 19 years.
Good, good. Doing some coaching ministry there in Minnesota. So your Olympic experience was over a quarter century ago. I don't mean to make you feel old here, but 1992 is a long time ago. Barcelona, Spain, you finished 10th. Walk us through the Olympics in those days, will you?
Well, the experience kind of starts when I was 12 years old, and that's kind of where the dream started. And then as I went through college, I had some success in shot and discus. The probably the main part of the story, one of my best, I would say one of the most significant experiences that happened to me was in 1988, was missing the 1988 Olympic team by 1 centimeter. I was in a position in third place going into the final round, and a guy threw 1 centimeter further than me and passed me and displaced me off the team. And I see that I always say that's the best thing that ever could have happened to me, is the best day in track and field, because it at that point I had not known Christ and I had not had a relationship with Christ, and it really God used that disappointment to kind of wake me up and get me searching for something that was a little bit more real in my life. And I realized I was missing. I realized that I wasn't a whole person. And 4 years later, 2 weeks prior to the Olympic trials in 1992, I actually went forward at a church service and gave my life to Christ 2 weeks before the Olympic trials in 1992, because previous in 1988, 2 weeks before the Olympic trials, I got injured, which caused me probably to miss the team. So God used that whole experience to help me become a Christian.
Wow. So was the sport of shot putting, you know, pretty much your life, Ron, and decided your self-worth before that defining moment of inviting Jesus into your heart and your life?
Yeah, definitely. It was my identity. I mean, even from age 12, growing up in a youngest of six, pretty athletic family, that was kind of a performance-based mentality going on in our family and certainly in our culture and our sports system. You're defined by your accomplishments, and I bought into that big time. And up to that point of missing the team, I thought it was working well because I was being successful. And it took that disappointment to kind of make me really think about my identity and where was God in my life.
Yeah. So you finish up 10th in Barcelona, had a nice finish. I think it was third, as I mentioned, at the U.S. Olympic trials, but 10th in the Summer Games. How do you feel about how things ended there in 92?
Yeah, you know, and certainly getting 10th place was a respectable. It was a disappointment to me, but you know, when you make an Olympic team, it all kind of starts back in the United States, you know, where we all fly in from different parts of the country. We don't train together as a team, but but you come together right before you go overseas, about 3 weeks before the games. There's a you come together and get processed. I think we were in Tampa Bay. We flew over as a team and trained in France, a small little town across the border from Spain. Trained together for a couple weeks to get acclimated, and then you check into the village, and the track and field starts right away, and shot put is one of the first on the first days. I decided not to walk in the opening ceremonies, which was, it was a tough decision, but I didn't want to, I wanted to be the best I could at the competition. I competed in the games, and I think I suffered a little jet lag because I just didn't feel myself, and didn't compete very well as far as the distance. But it was interesting. As a new Christian, I really just trusted God and just said, this is the best I could do today. And I put it in his hands, and I said, if you want to use it, that it's up to you. And I kind of, that's how my attitude was, that I was disappointed, but I wasn't devastated. I just trusted God with it.
All right, Ron. Well, let's invite you back next time on Sports and Commentary, because there's more to talk about, including your sport of shot putting, very unique Olympic sport. And visit about what you're going to share with us at Church at the Fair this Sunday. Ron Backus, the Olympic shot putter from 1992, the Barcelona Games on Sports and Commentary. Appreciate you taking the time. Have a great one, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.